Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
From other podcasts, you know, but I'm going to just get short, sweet, and to the fucking point. Now, on my show, you've heard me lambast, blast, well, shoot KCXW like, you know, fish in a barrel or whatnot. Here's my thing. I just realized who... more mature, more grown. Because some say, now some things are better left unsaid. But you know what? When I try and congratulate someone on their match, even after the dude was a fucking prick, yes, Kyle, you. I have not mentioned your name, Mr. Eller, in forever. But I'm going to right here, right now. When someone walks up to you and wants to say, hey man, can we bury the hatchet? Instead, this happened, folks, at New Breed Wrestling. And people who are unaware of the rivalry, let me inform you upon what I've done for this kid. I paid $40 for his athletic commission license for the state of Missouri. And now, you know, here's my thing, man. When you look at the tail of the tape of good old B-Train, my managing career wasn't very long because... this group of people, some, you know, not somewhat soured me on it, but they did. A little bit. I really, at this point, you know, when I've been to Monster Factory and I've been to other seminars, I'm going to tell you my thought process is on this group, just leave them be. Because there's no sense in talking about a group of people who will never fully understand why I said the things that I did. Okay, let's play dumb, shall we? New Breed Wrestling was this Saturday, folks. Not to start off the show on a negative note, my friend Kurt retained the Pop Icon Championship. There's that. So I guess I can smile about certain things. And one of those things is when you try to bury the hatchet with somebody, when you try to say, hey, man, let bygones be bygones, I guess I've done enough. Because, like I said, I'm not going to sugarcoat shit on my show. I'm really not. And my show is a show in which you can have fun with, you can laugh about, you can cry with. If you know my story is the common phrase used by a lot of people. A lot of people have tragedies that they don't tell you about. I got something to tell you about. And the fact of the matter is this, or you see, this is how it goes. This is how this individual was. You know, here's my thing. When people try to poison other people's minds by saying stuff that's not true, but you know he said this, and you know he tells people this, then you're just a fucking gossiper. That's what you're looked at as. And really, at this point, folks, at New Breed, I was trying to enjoy myself, you know. And they say, well, if you make a comment about us, you must think we're really important. No, you dumb fucks. What I have to say about some of you is, wow, few never die. Well, you said this about me, and I am not retracting a goddamn word. Do you understand? Because here's my theory, folks. If your company is a professional wrestling company, then act like it. There's no Morris code on how you should, you know, relay something to someone. If you didn't like me, hell, why didn't you fire me face to face? Not just that, but Jesus Christ, Kyle, you had an opportunity at Monster Factory, at the world famous Monster Factory. Is it my business? Kind of is. Because I was the one that suggested that he go to a super camp. And you know what he did? He went to said super camp. He was doing great. I was happy for him. And I'm never one to sit there and be like, well, yeah, I'm happy you failed. Unless you really fucked me over. I'm really not going to fucking care, folks, what you do. Okay? In this world of professional wrestling, you meet so many bitter fucks that sit there and say, well, you said this about me. Yeah. You said this about me translates into when I said something a long time ago about a short dude who tries to start shit because that's how he gets his jollies. Let me explain something to you fucks. Because that's the only name I can come up with for you right now. For those who go into the professional wrestling business and then come out talking, you know, different terminologies and psychologies of match, you're not fucking in WWE for shit, or Ring of Honor, or New Japan, or CZW, or ICW, or you've never graced Saraya Knight's presence. Not just her, but when in fact it comes to the word professionalism, and someone's trying to get at you by saying, you know, hey, let's bury the fucking hatchet, maybe you should have thought twice, dude, before being so, how to put this, aloof or asshole-like. Some may say I'm the problem. No, dude. I know that I come off as controversial or, you know, someone that you would just try and avoid at some cost. But here's my thing. I tried to look at your side, Kyle. I really did. And then you just drop back down into the category of asshole without even fucking trying. That's pretty bad. I know it's not to single out Eller here, but, you know, when you wrestle and you still doing shit that doesn't make sense in a match, and what am I referring to, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, it's on YouTube. You can judge for yourself if you're a worker or if you're not a worker. It's like, why waste my time tearing down a group of fucks who, at this point in juncture, no one wants to see you, some of you. And for those of you still involved with it, mad shout-outs to the people that are actually trying to gain an opinion that's an outside opinion other than their trainers. They got Derek Stone over there. Great. He's a credible name. Start fucking showing up to his practices, you dumb nuts. Because if you get gassed in a match, my friend, none of my fucking business. Why? Because here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm telling you. You don't show up to someone whose name is more credible than your other trainers. Then here's what I'm going to tell you. You go out to another wrestling school if you move, because Lord only knows that happens in America. People find better jobs, so they fucking move. You want to know what I find hilarious? Is the simple fact that you guys think that I don't take notice of, well, what is he, blah, 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 who is he? I used to be. And now I feel better that I'm getting this shit off my chest. And that is, you wanted good old Beat Train just to shut his mouth and not say a word? Okay. I don't fucking think so. This weekend proved to be, folks, the worst, and that's for other reasons, personal, we'll not discuss on here, but I I just want to point out what exactly I'm referring to, and that is, I hope you know that whenever someone tries to make amends, you'll make the effort, and you're going to sit there and say, I would have told them to shut the fuck up. Same goes here, Kyle. Yes, I will get to WWE Raw, but I figure that, one second while we pause for station identification right here on Wrestle Radio Network. All right, folks, so here's the deal. Whenever someone is hinting at they want to talk to you, sometimes people say, well, what's your problem? Why couldn't you just say it to them? Well, I tried multiple times to give them the hint that I was trying to say something. You know, something like, okay, here's, you know, what I wanted to say. Like, hey, whatever happened between you and me, let's end this. Not in a fucking physical fight, because it would have beat his ass. No, I don't want to, you know, be the person discussing his past. But you know something, folks? What's even funnier is they just alienate me thinking, okay, well, you know what? My thoughts are, I've done bigger and badder things than you. And it, even if it is as a fan, that means I've attended something, you know, in a different state. That means I'm actually trying to better myself, not just as a manager, but as a human being. Whenever someone goes through hell and then they're not justified, well, excuse the fuck me for wanting better for myself. If I stayed in Kansas City, I would be stuck in a rut. I wouldn't, you know, have switched jobs. Because there comes a time, there comes a place and a time, folks, where you're just like, man, I need to consider my options and I need to do it now. One second while I pause for station identification. Well, you heard the microwave anyway, so the point is, I felt like there are some good points and there are some bad points. Now, I'm not going to restart this episode and retract what I say because I have every right to be upset and state facts. Not only did I, you know, choose Mr. Eller out of everyone else to be, you know, accompanying me and Kurt to WWE, but I spoke highly of this kid. Now, some may say, well, what did you think of him? You know, he seems like a good kid. But when you go and tell the trainer exactly what me and Kurt are saying, because you're an informant, basically, my friend, wrestling's a brotherhood, something that you somewhat understand. When you stab people in the back to get where you want, sometimes it works and sometimes it does not, my friend. I hate to be the bearer of bad fucking news. There is a perfect time and place for everything, ladies and gentlemen. Like, you know, putting your cards on the table and being like, you know, maybe I should say I'm sorry, or maybe I should congratulate this person on his match. Because to be quite honest with you, it was a very long night at New Breed Wrestling. You know, you got two promotions working together, KCFW and New Breed. It wasn't a bad show. I mean, there's people that honestly had fun, so can you fault them for having fun? No. What I'm getting at is, some people just really need a good kick in the ass. Some people just, when it comes to professional wrestling, honest to Jesus, honest to whomever, whatever you believe in, it just makes me wonder It makes you fucking sit there and actually wonder what it is that you must do to make amends with certain people. Does it mean groveling, getting on your knees and saying, oh, I'm fucking sorry? No. Not ever going to happen now. I'm never going to consider, you know, saying, hey, good match. I'm just going to look at you and say, yeah, this is why you're stuck in local wrestling. Because it's a comfort zone. Get outside your fucking comfort zone, man. And this is not just geared towards, you know, ranting at Kyle, but, you know, what really bugs me is you try and act all buddy-buddy with my friend. You try and act all innocent as if you never did shit. And you know what, dude? You want to live in the past? I'm not going to totally live on this subject tonight because I've got wrestling that I've got to report to. You know, that thing you see on USA Network or, you know, at ringofhonor.com, you can catch clips of Cody Rhodes or Nick Aldis or Joey Janela or Hangman Page or Tessa Blanchard or a lot of variety. Okay, Punishment Martinez. There's a laundry. There's a huge-ass list, dude, of wrestling that you can sit there and actually fucking get into. And this is another thing. When Taz said it on his podcast about wrestlers now, you know, when we were back in ECW, I used to be in this bubble, you know, this fraternity. What he meant by that was we all believe, you know, we're big and bad because we are up and we put wrestling gear on, we put a facade on because of the gimmick that we play, you know, favorite to. So I'm going to tell you right now, there is a time and there is a place for some word called professionalism. If someone wants to say something to you, I would have preferred, you know, something, not a confrontation, but, you know, it's hilarious how people are still stuck on their fucking laurels about, well, this guy did me wrong, so I'm not going to fucking say a word to him like a fucking child. You know, there's, if you really want to get the whole fucking story, folks, I'll tell you. I will inbox you and tell you why I come off as bitter, but no. I just would love to sit here and chat about this whole group, but I'm not going to, my friend. They're not worth it. So I'm going to switch gears here, folks, and just transition to talking about a show where I said I'm not going to pay attention to you. I'll just read the results, and I'm referring to Monday Night Raw. I know that Roman Reigns beat Dolph Ziggler, and I know I could just look on my phone and scroll through my results and go back to the screen. That's too much work. That is way too much work. So The Undertaker and Kane laid out Shawn Michaels. And, yeah, well, Dean Ambrose versus Braun Strowman. Okay, why? Strowman defeats Ambrose by DQ. Okay, I kind of figured that. Roman Reigns versus Ziggler. Okay, Rousey versus Riott. Again, Rousey is just going to steamroll everybody. Bobby Roode versus Connor. Roode lost to Connor. Wow, that's a shock. AOP obliterate the B team. Okay. Seth Rollins versus McIntyre. Okay then. McIntyre defeats Rollins by pinfall. Heels mocked the Shield and stood tall. Okay. Bobby Lashley with Leo Rush versus Kevin Owens with Elias. I really hate Leo Rush. I fucking hate him. Rollins defeat Lashley by pinfall. Thank God. Something that makes sense. Bayley with Finn Balor versus Alicia Fox with Jinder Mahal. Okay, so Bayley defeats Fox by pinfall. Brothers of Destruction take out Triple H and Shawn Michaels. Okay, then. Well, that Raw seems to be very interesting, folks. Probably more interesting than it leads on. Anyways, continuing my little tirade, since I've got a full hour, I figured going to probably discuss Raw a little bit. I'm not surprised that they couldn't come up with something that would make the fans go woo. But Shawn Michaels and Undertaker probably, the B team getting attacked by AOP. DQ, like I said, Raw's improving slightly, ever so slightly. But, I mean, it's got a long way to go. Team Red, can they touch Team Blue? Well, to answer your question, Kylie, I don't know. You know, it is what it is. The show that's me, in my opinion, is the better show is SmackDown Live and will always be. Now, granted, if they trade talent, it might actually be interesting, but if you ask me overall, SmackDown Live. I think Team Red can improve, but I'm not sure about that. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification right here on Wrestle Radio Monday. There is a lot of things that can fix Raw. Like Granny and I have been saying, if you don't like it, don't watch it. Don't care for it. Because I was flipping in between screens of Monday Night Football and whatnot. And from what I can tell you, is Monday Night Raw, even though they had Hunter and Michaels out there, it makes you nervous a little bit with Shawn. He looks good. Shawn looks good. So there's a lot of things that can be fixed. Like, for example, quit fucking promoing about every goddamn thing. There should be more action in this three-hour span. Thank God it's condensed down to an hour and a half. What do I mean by that? It's condensed down to an hour and a half on Hulu, folks. If you don't have Hulu, you can get an account. Your first month, I believe, is free. It's non-commercial. First 90 days, I'm not sure. You'd have to check online, though. Anyways, folks, what can Raw do to improve? Less promos, less gimmicky matches. Gimmicky meaning, like, Bayley versus Alicia Fox. Don't know quite what to say other than, holy crap, boy, am I glad I didn't see this shit, some of it. The fact that Undertaker and Kane are back together, awesome. I've never really had any problem with the Undertaker or Kane. It's probably, you know, less than that, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know what? Here's what I'm going to say.
right here and right now about Monday Night Raw. To answer your question, Michael, I don't think that Raw has ever lacked talent. I think what they do with it is the problem. The Shield, McIntyre, Ziggler, not really. You know, if they're too faction heavy. So you got Strowman, Ziggler, McIntyre versus the Shield. The Shield became babies after the fact that Strowman attacked Roman. I think we're all pretty dizzy with what Monday Night Raw presents in some regards. Now, what am I saying? Monday Night Raw really needs to quit trying to complicate their stories. They would just simplify it for the fans with the IQ of 12. No, I'm not including myself. If they would just simplify it for us, the general viewing public might actually tune into them instead of flipping back and forth between Monday Night Football and, you know, WWE Raw. But, you know, I was watching that on the TV tonight at LGA, and I kind of say, what a crock of shit. Well, the guy that flipped off Kelsey, wow, dude. I got to say, you do realize you're on national TV, and you do realize that reflects poorly on the fan base. They say Raiders fans are bad. Boy, they ain't got nothing on us, because look at that. Anyways, all I have to say, my friends, is Monday Night Raw, if they would quit complicating stories, quit giving titles to people who are not deserving of them. Not just saying that about Lesnar, but like, the Revival should be tag team champions by now. But I guess ever since they said the we're not entertainers, we're wrestlers line, I guess it has something to do with it. Maybe it doesn't. Who knows? We can't speculate right away. But if they would give it to people, like, not just the tag team championships, but if they would give people opportunities like Ember Moon, I mean, you saw what she was capable of in NXT. Not just her, but why the sudden, you know, let Rousey smash everybody? I'll never understand why that's a thing. But, you know, moving forward tonight, you know, from tonight, we can gather that she's been in wrestling matches. Meh. We're going to pause again, folks. This is the last time. I got to eat my food because I'm going to die if I don't. Of course, I could afford to lose a couple pounds. But anyways, I'll be right back, folks. We're going to pause here, right here on Wrestle Radio Network, Monday edition. Dig it. Let me just say the following. I believe Monday Night Raw can be better. I believe that if you want to watch real wrestling, you turn on wrestling, plain and simple. Oh, and to all my fans in the UK, Latvia, Indonesia, US of A, what's up, my friends? What's up, everyone? Philippines, China, Australia, of course, Canada. What's up, my friends up north? Anyways, like I was saying, Monday Night Raw could be so much better. Really, like, well, it was tonight. I was like, it was a slight improvement.
you know, the matches did make sense with within the confines of the stories that are going on. But, big old but, if you want fans to keep watching, condense it down to 2 hours, man. Schools, and then during the summertime, for limited time only, 3 hour shows. You gain so much ratings if you do something different. You don't think they know that? Of course they do. Oh, yeah, and apologies out of the way. By the way, to Hunter, he got carried away. Some of the things, though, like staying in and whatnot, that's none of our business. So we're going to, I'm on behalf of Icon and Granny Hulkster, we, WrestleMania or Radio Network, would like to apologize to Hunter. And, of course, if we apologize to him, then therefore that means Stephanie and the McMahon family. So, just to clarify, we're not going to retract certain things that we said because some of it's true. Doesn't matter. We're just going to say we're sorry. And on that note, folks, I've gone over what I was supposed to go over. It's not an assignment, but it just felt good. So, I think it's time you buckle up your seats. You say your prayers, eat your vitamins, pray to God I don't ramble way too long. Because I got some things I got to get off my mind. Enter at your own risk, motherfuckers. So, dig it.
The cost of personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of personality. Like Mussolini and Kennedy.
Petty is as petty does. Some feuds never die. I'm moving forward. Not just me, folks. There's others in this business that have experienced hate because of what they've done. And it's not because you gotta be the bigger person bullshit. I believe that some people are the way they are because of the way they were brought up. So, my theory is, if you have an event that you go to and you know someone's formerly of the company, don't believe the bullshit that comes out people's mouths. And some of them are sitting there, what about the bullshit that comes out of your mouth? See, it can be, it can work both ways. This is the way I see it. So, folks, for those listening, because pretty sure, you know, antagonizing me isn't hard to do, but also do realize it's been a couple years since you've seen me. I'm referring the people who think it, or thought it would be a great idea to snub me because, well, if he ever comes back, blah, 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 I would never come back to your fucking company, ever. Because, yeah, it's gotten better, but at the same time, there are those of us who would appreciate it if, for starters, that you would be brutally honest or, you know, try to make peace. What am I getting at? It would have been nice, dude, if we could have squashed something instead of me having to dredge up old memories of what you fucking did. You know what, dude? Like I said, I don't trust your instinct, and I'm not going to tell someone how to feel. However, I am going to just voice my opinion on the matter, and that is, it's a nice, brisk fucking night in New York. Whew, I tell you, outside on the balcony of a deli, you know,
What I'm trying to get at, folks, is for those of you who don't know what I'm referring to, this happened, you know, 2 years ago. I got on and basically said something or things about certain people. And you know what's funny is I'm the bad guy for telling exactly what happened. This was 2 years ago. I got some lovely messages in my inbox, if I remember correctly, about not slandering. How is it slandering when it's telling the fucking truth? I mean, you think about that. You would think that these people would be smart enough to realize it's freedom of expression, freedom of speech. Now, sometimes that shit gets misinterpreted. But, you know, it is what it is. 1 second, folks. If you want good old B-Train to just sit here and you know, and report what's going on in professional wrestling, yes, the Mae Young Classic is coming to a close, and most of it was pre-recorded, but I like watching it because it gives me something to fucking watch on Wednesdays, that is. And, you know, Tuesday, you can watch the replay on Hulu and whatnot. I'm sorry, I'm reading questions because I get sidetracked from time to time. 1 second, folks. So, as I walk back inside, I'm trying to say is, you know, I've been warned. Well, some of my friends are still there, and some, you know, they're just trying to make better for themselves. That's great. I'm trying to get mine as well, folks. I'm doing what I set out to do, and that is get exposure for this podcast, make better light of what's going on instead of just talking about the drama. I'm doing better at that, somewhat. Here's my thing. If someone says or is trying to get your attention, not necessarily all the time this is how this works, and this is how this works in pro wrestling thing. It's not like an episode with JBL and Corey Graves. No. What this is, folks, is an example, but it did happen. If someone says the words, "I want to squash this beef," doesn't mean that it does not necessarily mean that the other party is going to be agreeable to what it is that you're saying. Now, granted, there are some instances in this business where you just can't avoid dumbasses. You cannot avoid people who are stubborn. You cannot avoid veterans who are stuck in their ways. And sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes that's a bad thing. And both young and old talk shit. Let's be real. Some may have the optimistic point of view on professional wrestling where it works out for them well because they're respectful. They don't speak unless spoken to. I mean, guys, here's my thing. I say that a lot. Here's my shtick there. Change it up. And the fact that you believe that wrestling is all hunky-dory and people get along with one another, I call bullshit. But you don't speak about your beefs on air. I'm different because I have to vent out how I feel. And how I feel is when someone basically just says, "Nope, not talking to this Joe Schmo." Well, I got a few words for you. When, in fact, you decide to hold less of a grudge, by all means, sir. Or when you stop deciding to stab people in the back by simple words, because you think that that's going to get you anywhere. Nope. I can already tell you, my friend, local is the place for you, Kyle. If you aspire to be someone better, something better than yourself, great. By all means, try it. But when, you know, you insist upon being the biggest douche canoe, when someone is trying to say the words, let's squash this, that's what really got me, folks, is I was trying to enjoy the event, but I knew, I just felt that vibe. A few people asked me how I was, whatever, and response, guess what? I'm glad, because at least there's some good people in your group. And for those who snub me, I get it. You don't want to cross you-know-who, because saying his name is like Voldemort on my show, you know. And for those of you who don't like Potter, I don't care. I just had to find some cracked analogy that would make sense in this instance. Whatever the boss tells you about somebody and they tell you to back the fuck off this person, I don't give a fuck. My thing is, why worry? Why be concerned with a group of people who, like I said, they'll only be local, some, not all. And for those of you who go to, you know, Chicago or whatever, the Midwest, okay, so you're getting bookings. I don't honestly, dude, this is the reason why I think it's not just pro wrestling, it's life now. Because we live in a world in which, and this is just my opinion, we live in a world in which someone always has to one-up someone with their opinion or what they've done, and that person will sit there and say, well, you had this problem, well, listen to my problems. Like, what the fuck is up with you? Especially, you know, when it comes to pro wrestling, why is it someone has to create the dick pissing contest? It just, it doesn't make fucking sense. Why there are certain people that are at peace. No, I'm not saying that it doesn't make sense for that. It doesn't make sense for the people who are trying to make amends and trying to make... We're the bad guy? Oh, we're considered and labeled the bad guy. Okay, I didn't understand what you were asking. No, I mean, it's basically like this. If you go to a business or if you work for a business in which you get what you get out, or you get what you get out of it, basically, if you serve it, that can work both ways. How are you serving it? Are you helping set up the ring? Are you helping, you know, make people better? Are you helping during training? There's a lot of things that don't necessarily work all the time in pro wrestling. You know, for me, stepping away was probably the best thing because of what I had gone through as far as experiences go. But, you know, it's weird. When someone tries to make peace, when someone that, you know, I haven't seen Kyle in, wow, yeah, a few years. Well, no, take that back. I saw him at GWF, so I guess that was a few months back. But I'm just trying to say this right now, folks. If you really want an explanation of how I feel about the whole situation when I was trying to squash things with Kyle, all I can tell you is you would have to be there in person to see exactly what the fuck happened. And what happened was, what I was going to say was good match. And I'm pretty sure he was going to be a douchebag about it and be like, oh, really? You say something? So I, to avoid drama, in the sense that I know people are going to be like, what did he say? What did he post? How petty can you be? to some of these, you know, I've talked to some of you on Facebook. The miraculous thing is, or the amazing thing about this whole situation is, wow, jealous much of the fact that I'm actually doing something with my life instead of just worrying about, you know, the next show from here to there. That's normal because I was once a part of this group. I like Lady Pride. I like Bree. I don't mind Brene, and I don't mind Tootie. I think, you know, all these young gals and all these young guys, they are good people. What I'm saying to you is how you handle situation, that's a different story. You're taught to be professional? Really? Because I didn't see any semblance of professionalism from some of you. You were told a whole bunch of stories. And, you know, so the fact is, when somebody tries to come by your table and then start, you know, saying, I don't know how you felt about Enzo and Cass. Okay, dude, you know what? I don't have any beef with you, Renee. Problem with, you know, what you were trying to do is nothing, because you were just trying to get a feel of, you know, you haven't seen me in a while. You just wanted to conversate. So it's okay. You know what? I honestly don't. This is why you got to keep a positive outlook on certain people and just a bigger outlook on others. Bigger outlook meaning just be paranoid as fuck. Because they might say, whoa, I wasn't thinking that. Whoa, I wasn't saying that. What I'm trying, not trying, what I'm saying is, I didn't really appreciate the, you know, the cold shoulder, because here's my thing, and I know that line's getting annoying. This is what it is. If you were so upset about what was done, dude, just fucking blow up, say something. But instead, you bottle it up, and you don't say a word because you probably, you don't want to hear what I have to say. Oh, really? I didn't fuck you out of Monster Factory. You did that to yourself, dude, by going to a Packers game instead of going to the factory and getting yourself to be better. And, oh, showing up one day a week. I wasn't there, but, you know, that was told to me on the show. I know somebody from your show. Remember that? When you threaten people, even though I know at times Jake can tell tall tales, I do believe him when he says the words, you know, he threatened us. So, dude, your slate's not clean either. We're not, I'm not perfect, like you, your Granny Olkser say that a lot. But I'm not perfect, and I don't claim to be. And I know my slate's never been fucking clean. Goddamn, I need to get, like, a lot of metaphorical erasers to try and start over again, and I'm doing a better job at that. What really gets me is that some people's image of me as a person is one that tries to harm instead of help. And that's not cool. Whenever you get into professional wrestling, yes, there's a lot of bullshit that you guys are not aware of. And no, it's not like what you see on Ride Along. No, it's not what you see Saraya Knight doing wonderful things, Paige's mother. Wrestling can either be an avenue for some people, it can be a hobby. For me, it was always an intrigue because it was very theatrical. I more or less dug into the manager side of things because I've always been a fan of the managers like Paul Bearer. Jim Cornette was one of my all-time favorites. So when I got involved with wrestling, you know, back in 08, I never imagined, you know, getting involved again until they had local wrestling. Well, here's the story, long story short. I was getting to the point where I was going to training and I would feel like I was stuck. I felt like I was in a rut and I should have just exited out and said, you know what, guys, this isn't for me. And at times I wanted to quit, but and then, you know, the whole me starting incident thing and then me having to constantly say I'm sorry And they're like, well, you were a bullshitter, blah, blah, blah. The only thing I can tell you is it makes me feel a great deal of satisfaction to say this to you. I've forgiven most of you and what you've done to me mentally as a person. I'm not going to let my past define me and basically tell me this is who you are, B-Train. This is who you are, Brian Rails. No. That is not who I am. And on that note, folks, we're going to start, you know, advertising tomorrow's show. Mr. Flying Brian Pillman Jr. will be live on Wrestle Radio Tuesday at 1:30 Central, or 2:30 Central, 1:30 p.m. So, here's what I'm going to say about what's going on. I had fun this weekend, and you know, this is the thing. People are like, well, if you had fun, then why the problem? Whenever, like I said, you try and make peace with somebody, they don't oblige you, move on. It makes me smile because I, for sure, have always said to myself, you can just take things one day at a time and you'll be okay, Brian. You'll be fine. And ever since, I've been doing much better, folks. Much better. Grew up, you know, at Monster Factory. It took me 31 years, folks, to realize, hey, I'm not the best person to be the gift to gab. I guarantee you. I'm the person that also has feelings, whether you believe it or not. And said gut feelings was just, you know, let off your chest exactly how you feel. Say how you feel, make it fluid, make it worth your while. Certain people, you know, do not want to listen to the truth. Certain people don't want to listen to how another person feels when they know damn well exactly what they did. I know it's been 2 years, two fucking years of being the national anthem and saying, you know, I'm much better off. I've not only been to Monster Factory twice, but I've pretty much driven a whole lot of mileage all over the country. Okay? I've been to Tennessee. I've been to Jersey twice. I've flown to Kansas City multiple times, you know, for Kurt's events. And so being his, you know, kind of support system is pretty awesome to me. And, you know, some people may say, well, you're just his lackey. You're just his bitch. Well, you know what? I'm completely satisfied knowing that I am moving forward. Some people in this business of professional wrestling, this might put you to sleep, some people in this business are nothing but assholes. So, gotta watch out for it. And some people won't accept your, you know, hey, let's end this. Some people will just continuously being a bunch of no good backstabbers, or people trying to start or insinuate or just imply that they're trying to start a fight. And it's like, you know what? I'm just going to worry about me, even though I just went completely off the rails, pun intended, about one individual again, because I have every right. I have every right to be upset with you. Now, if you say I have every right to be upset with you, yeah, threatening fans, you're not, dude. In your mind, you probably think you're the biggest superstar to hit
Where? Who? What? You say you're doing more than me by lacing up boots. My friend, there are people in the East River with cement boots that are going further than you, and they're floating. They're floating. Sometimes, folks, those bodies do pop up. Trust me from experience. You can never be so sure of the direction you're going career-wise in wrestling, because sometimes, you know, it can be kind of like a roller coaster, going up and going down, not necessarily looking up to see who's really in control. But, you know, there's a lot of peaks and valleys in the sport of professional wrestling. And what I mean by that is you'll have people that you can confide and trust in, and people that actually care. And I feel like after what happened this weekend, I know who still, you know, who still cares, and I'm not going to mention names. Sometimes, it's just like any other job. You look at someone in the eye and say, I'm sorry, or, hey, I was a real asshole back then. And sometimes it becomes fun conversation. Other times it just fades into obscurity. Much like this discussion is probably going to fade into obscurity. But you know what? That's life. And I'm a slow learner. I'm a late bloomer. It really sucks learning shit late sometimes, but it's better late than never is what my friends tell me. And that is, when you deal with a situation like I dealt with Kyle, you're never quite sure if you did. I'm never quite sure, not really. I am sure that I did the right thing by speaking on it, because if I would have just left it alone, probably would not have been the best of ideas. Because to me, folks, if you ever have an issue with somebody, and not just pro wrestling, fucking say something. Because I realized, you know, I had an issue with somebody that I should have contacted Danny Cage about, but this person and myself, I said, hey, I'm sorry for being an asshole, this is me. You know, saying, coming to you like a man, I should have come to you like a man and said I had an issue with you. That felt better, because you know what? The more times you say you're sorry, it's the hardest thing to do, admit that you were an asshole. And sometimes, in certain situations, I realize that I am. But in others, it's like, you know, I'm really not that sorry. Because my thing is this, if I were to sit there and just be like, oh yeah, I'm not going to say a word, I'm going to be aloof too. I made an effort, it didn't quite pan out the way that I had wanted it to. But sometimes people need reminders. There is a time and a place for squashing beef. And yeah, my selection was, why not do it right then and there and get it over with? But I was robbed of that opportunity. So I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say, if you didn't like what good old B-Train had to say, you can come say it to my face. What I see you next time, which probably won't be for a long while, and I got three choice words for you if you didn't agree with what I'm saying. Join me in Granny Hole. Oh, no, that's not it. Forget about it. Oh, and Granny Hulkster will be joining good old B-Train tomorrow with Flyin' Brian Hillman Jr. is one of my favorite people in the world. You know why? Not just because of his dad, but because, well, the name, man. Best name in the world. All right. Enough of my babbling. Good night, Australia. Good night, Australia. Yeah. Good night, US of A. Good night, UK. Good night, Canada, Indonesia, Latvia, Australia, Japan.
India, Philippines. Love you guys. Good night. I got to go to sleep, bitches. It's 1:52 in the fucking morning. Holy fucking crap. Dig it.
The cost of personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of personality. Like Mussolini and Kennedy. I'm the cost of personality. The cult of personality, the cult of personality.